Hello. Hi, Ian.
Yes, teacher.
Okay. Hello, Ian. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Okay. So, Ian, welcome to Live Talk. And my name is Teacher Amiel. Okay. Nice to meet you, Ian. Hello. Okay. All right. So before we start, okay, let's make it fast. All right. We are going to talk about the class rules. Number one, okay, make sure your headset is working. Okay. So, Ian, you can hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay. Number two, try to speak loudly. Okay. Number three, don't be afraid of making mistakes. Number four, you are welcome to ask questions. Number five, tell teacher Amiel, tell me when I speak really fast or really slow. And then number six, respect. We respect each other. And finally, number seven, you have the choice to be seen or not on the screen. But Ian, if you have your camera, you can also turn it on. Okay? All right. Now, let's start with this one. Okay. Can you say this one? Good.
Yes, good.
Better, best.
Better, best.
Bad, worse, worst.
Bad, worse, worst.
Much more, most.
Much more, most.
Little less, least.
Little, last, least.
High, higher, highest. Okay, can you say it? High, higher,
High,
highest.
higher, highest.
Okay, and lastly, low, lower,
Lower,
lowest.
lower, lowest.
Okay, very good. Now, we use this when we compare. Okay. For the first words inside this one, the parenthesis, we compare two things or two people. But the third words or the second word inside, we compare, okay, three or more, okay, things or people. Now, can you help me do this, Ian? Number one, can you say number one? Sam, sister.
Sam's sister is a
Sister.
good thing, is a
Okay, remember? Good, better, best.
Sam's sister is a better singer than Sam.
Very
Sam's
good. But
mom is the best singer.
good job. So, best singer, because you're comparing more than two people. How about number three? Bad. I didn't want to tell my mom about my. Look at this. Bad, worse, worst. Okay. All right, can you do this? I didn't want.
I didn't want to tell mom about my bad grades.
Okay, this one. My dad
My
got
dad
a.
got a worse score than my brother.
Okay.
My brother got the worst score.
Yeah, it could be like that. My dad got a. Actually, when I was thinking about this, it could be my dad got a better score than my brother. But since we are using bad, it could be worse because we're comparing two. So you are correct. My dad got a worse score than my brother because two people. But if you compare everybody, my brother got the worst score. Okay. Now, okay, let us read this. I will be A and you are going to be letter B. Okay. Ready, Ian? Who has the most hair?
Bill has the most hair.
Who has the least hair?
Mark has the least hair.
Very good. So if you look at this, Mark is very old. Okay, so that's why he has the least hair. And Bill, because he's the youngest, I think, okay, he has the most hair. Now, let's, okay, I will say these adjectives, and you will read the irregular superlatives. It's irregular because they change the spelling, okay? All right, let's say this one, good. How about you? Can you read the superlative? Okay, Ian, I say good, you say?
Better and best.
Okay. Bad.
Worst.
Much.
Almost.
Little.
Least.
Okay, let's make one sentence here, okay? You are the, okay, you are the, okay, can you say this, Ian?
You are the best student.
Okay, wonderful. I love the way you read, okay? That's good. Next. Right. All right, this one. Okay, Ian, who has the highest score?
Anne has the highest score.
Okay, Anne has the highest score because it's A plus. All right, now, does Don have a higher score than Joey? Than Joe, I mean?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't, because he got C minus, which is, in terms of grading, it's lower. Okay, next. Let's read about these animals. Okay, let's say this one, penguin.
Penguin.
Giraffe.
Giraffe.
Koala.
Koala.
Fur.
Fur.
Crocodile.
Crocodile.
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Camel.
Camel.
Ice.
Ice.
Panda.
Panda.
Peacock.
Peacock.
Dolphin.
Dolphin.
Whale.
Whale.
Okay. So, Ian, which among these animals do you like? Which do you like?
Panda.
Oh, you like panda. Actually, pandas are in China, but do you have pandas in Taiwan? Yeah, do you think you have panda in Taiwan? Or maybe you can find a panda in the zoo, right? Okay, Ian, so do you know the answer? Are there pandas in Taiwan? Yes or no? Yeah, Tai Taiwan, yo panda ma. Do you have pandas in Taiwan? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, that will be great. Okay, we don't have pandas in the Philippines. Okay, well, mayo. All right. Next. Let's go to the next one. Okay, I will read, okay, the description, and you will have to make a guess. Okay. This one. Which animal likes to stay in trees? Do you know?
Koala.
Koala, correct.
Koala likes to stay in trees.
Okay. Which animal can do tricks at SeaWorld?
Dolphin can do tricks at SeaWorld.
Good job. Okay, one last question. This one. Which animal likes to hop and has a bag for her baby?
Kangaroo likes to hop and has a bag for her baby.
Very good. Okay. I think kangaroos are so sweet, especially the mothers. They bring or they carry their baby kangaroos, their babies, everywhere. Okay. Yeah, I think all of these animals, well, most of them, you can see it in, I mean, you can see them in Australia. Because Australia has a lot of wildlife. Okay, next. All right. So now we will talk about countable and uncountable nouns. Okay? Okay, let's begin. Okay, can you say this dolphin? Okay, Ian, can you say this dolphin?
Dolphins.
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 Crocodile.
Crocodiles.
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 Wing.
Wing.
Wings.
Wings.
Okay, so if you can count the noun, you just add S, okay? But if you cannot count the noun like this, let's say this one, ice. Let's read it, Ian, ice. Okay, Ian, let's say this one, ice. Hello? Okay, Ian, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, can you say this one? Ice.
Yeah. Ice.
Water.
Water.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Okay, uncountable nouns, you cannot count. You cannot count your hair. So you will not say hairs. I have a lot of hairs. It's just hair. Because you cannot count this. Also water. Not unless they are inside the bottle. 2 bottles of water, 5 glasses or 5 cups of water. But water alone, you cannot count them, or it rather. Okay, next, let's say this one. Okay, how many pandas are there in the zoo? Can you say it, Ian? Okay, Ian, sing to how many pandas?
How many pandas are there in the zoo?
Okay, let's say this. There are many pandas in the zoo.
There are many pandas in the zoo.
So because it's a countable noun, we say many, or a few, or some, or a lot of. You can use this to count or to describe the number. Okay, now, this one. Let's say this one. How much water is there in the glass? Can you say it?
How much water is there in the glass?
Okay, let's say it. There is a little water in the glass.
There is a little water in the glass.
Very good. Because you cannot count water, we can use this one. A little, some, a lot of. But if you can see, a lot of, you can use them for both, okay? But a few will become a little. As well as some, it's the same, okay? Next, just a few and a little, varied. Now look at the example and make sentences. Okay, I am A, you are B. How much water is there in the glass? Can you say it, Ian? There is Okay, Ian. Thing two, there is a lot.
There is a lot of water in the lake.
Very good. That's just an example. Okay. Now I want you to answer the questions. Okay. Ian, how many pencils are there in your pencil case?
There are 5 pencils. Are there?
No. There are 5 pencils in my.
There are 5 pencils in my pencil case.
Very good. Because you already used are. Okay. There are. So you don't repeat that. Okay. Next. Let's say this one. Biscuit. Okay. Ian, can one yet? Biscuit. Biscuit. Hello? Okay, Ian, can you read this? Biscuit. Hi, Ian. Okay, can you read this? Biscuit.
Basket.
Okay, cupboard.
Cupboard.
Lemonade.
Lemonade.
Sweets.
Sweets.
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Butter.
Butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Okay, let's go directly to this one. Okay, let's make some sentences. Are there any sweets in the cupboard? Can you say it, Ian?
Are there any sweets in the cupboard?
Yes, there are some sweets in the cupboard.
Yes, there are some sweets in the cupboard.
Okay, wonderful. Next. Okay, let's do the evaluation here. Okay, read and make questions or answers, okay? So, can you answer number one? Okay, I will ask, how much milk is there in the glass?
There is a little milk in the glass.
Very good. Then, can you ask me a question for number two? How many
kittens there in the kitchen?
Very good. There are 3 kittens in the kitchen. Okay. The kittens are small cats, right? Okay. So Ian, you did a great job for this afternoon. So please do the evaluation and fill in the survey again. My name is Teacher Amiel. Thank you so much and goodbye. Bye-bye, Ian.